My pulse skyrocketed. Why had David let Norvell Pitt into our house? We were surrounded by magical protections. Every door and window was guarded against astral and mundane intruders. Without an explicit invitation, Pitt could never have stepped over the threshold. "Oh," Pitt exclaimed in that voice that reminded me of light crude oil spreading over a peaceful bay.
"Don't mind if I do."
He collected a plate from the center island and started to fill it with remnants of our recuperative meal. A bunch of grapes, a handful of Triscuits, a fistful of Marcona almonds. I cast a frantic look at David. What was he thinking of, letting his enemy stride into our midst? Was blood going to be shed on our kitchen floor? If David had a plan, he wasn't sharing it with me, and that meant I had to take the lead. I had to pretend like this visit was absolutely ordinary. I cleared my throat and said by way of greeting, "Mr. Pitt." I prayed he wouldn't notice the slight quaver in my voice. In fact, the wheezing clerk scarcely acknowledged my greeting at all. Instead, he oozed over to the kitchen table and extended a sweaty hand toward Raven.
"Norvell Pitt,"
he said, using his free hand to smooth back his greasy hair.
"No relation to Brad."